Hi, this is Jason Stein, and welcome to another episode of the Wellness Renegade Podcast. Here we explore the crossroads of wellness entrepreneurs like you and me who are committed to making money while helping others live healthier lives. People are going up against big pharma, insurance conglomerates, and the mainstream medical models. Each episode, we journey into the challenges and breakthroughs it takes to own your own business, pave the path through conventional medicine, and truly become a wellness renegade. I'm here today with Jonathan Comforti, co-head of product management over at Myco Clinic. I got involved with you, Jonathan, when I saw some free samples, and you've developed this topical product chock full of mushrooms that my patients love. And so I wanted to hear more about you and your story. So welcome to the Wellness Renegade Podcast.
Hey, Jason. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm very curious. I know very little about your background, if you were a botanist or anything before you got engaged or involved. Talk me through the journey of kind of heading towards a path and all of a sudden integrative medicine got on your radar and how you got engaged.
Sure. So I've been engaged for, I guess, almost 10 years now on the health side of things. First started off actually a little more on the clinical software side, and then made a move over to kind of more natural pharmaceuticals about 6 years ago. And it's been a great journey so far. I'm currently with Aiden Scientific, which is a manufacturer of natural topical treatments. They've been in business for about 20 years. They have had a lot of success. And it's been a fun journey so far. And I think we're going to talk about, our new brand that we launched about a year ago, trying to bring something new to the market, and feel like we've done so with our new brand, which is called Myco Clinic.
Yeah. Let's talk about Myco Clinic. How hard is it to get an idea and say, hey, we want to package that. We want to create it. We want to make it the best that it can be. What's the timeline from idea to market?
Great question. You know, we've been involved in new product development, really looking for ingredients that either have been known in the past or newly discovered. Most of the time they've been known for quite a bit of time and just haven't really been rolled out and made widely available. We started thinking about mushrooms a couple of years ago, actually, and it took about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we started getting serious about it and started thinking, well, how do we take this ingredient that has a lot of history behind it, in fact, thousands of years of history behind it, and put it in a format, a new format? Obviously, it's been available in powders and maybe in capsules, but not a format that's been widely accepted or used kind of by most of the population. It's been kind of more of a niche ingredient. And how do we bring that to more people? And, we thought about it, and we thought that we could do it in a topical. We spent, we have an internal R&D team. We spent a bunch of time looking, trying the different mushrooms, figuring out what the right formulation is that would work for people, and trying it out on different groups of people. And finally, about 2 years ago, came up with a formulation that we thought was going to be, effective, liked, easy to use. And then we started, putting together the plan to package it and get it out to, those people who are most likely to understand its value and its benefit. And those are healthcare practitioners like yourself. And that's really the route we've chosen for the product, which is to get it in the hands of practitioners who appreciate the product, understand the product, and let them bring it to their patients.
That's great. You know what I love about the product, the four mushrooms are reishi, lion's mane, cordyceps, and shiitake. Is that correct?
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so many of my patients and most other colleagues that I know, their patients either Tylenol or ibuprofen. Those are the big ones. If someone has pain, they're popping a NaSAD. And I don't know why this is so hidden in the information for the general population, but that really causes liver damage if you're doing that on the daily year after year. And I don't understand why there's not more knowledge about it. But the topical, what I love is when I can switch somebody to something that is more natural based, and the side effects, I haven't found any. I'm sure there's going to be a few people that have some sort of allergic reaction because it's a topical, but the percentage must be so low. Have you had any complaints or any people saying that they're not liking it for a certain reason?
So first of all, no, we have not had any complaints or adverse events. In fact, we've been pretty, we're a GMP certified company, and for anything that we bring to market, we test pretty thoroughly before we take it out to the market. So all of our products have been tested for dermatological sensitivities. Almost all the products are hypoallergenic. So, really safe to use. We're a regulated company. And so that's important for practitioners to know that, we're compliant with the highest standards of quality and have, a very, very safe environment and very safe product to put it in your hands and for practitioners to put it in their patients' hands. As far as your question about the mushrooms, yeah, we are the first topical product to contain mushrooms. The four mushrooms you mentioned, reishi, lion's mane, shiitake, and cordyceps, all have a lot of research behind them as far as their anti-inflammatory effects. And the great thing about these mushrooms and their natural abilities is that they've been shown to both downregulate inflammatory proteins and enzymes and upregulate the anti-inflammatory proteins and enzymes. So no matter where the body is so complex, and you have forces that are, pushing inflammation up, and you have forces that are pushing anti-inflammation down, and these mushrooms are able to manage in these different environments and, regulate the right proteins to balance the system. And that's what I think that, a lot of people are missing. And I think that a lot of, I think one of the main goals of acupuncture, right, is to balance the body. And I think that inflammation is one of the causes that is affecting our population more and more. I think we're seeing it more and more as, people getting older, and it has many knock-on effects, right? Inflammation results in a multitude of other issues. So if you're able to stop that inflammation, you're able to really resolve and stop a waterfall early before it's able to do more damage in other parts of the body that, you aren't necessarily related to the issue at hand right now. So a really great ingredient with not only anti-inflammatory evidence that behind it, now also more and more it's being shown to be an actual pain relieving agent, which is interesting and great. Our products actually include, in addition to the mushrooms, two other ingredients that are very well known, natural analgesics, camphor and menthol. We have some additional essential oils as well, but those two analgesics are most well known. And we find that the combination of the mushrooms with these other natural analgesics really provides just a great combination of pain relief and, reduction of inflammation, which, can be used to support a practitioner's work. It's not the solution, but as part of a treatment, and it can provide a lot of relief and can kind of further extend the practitioner's treatment plan.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, there's a lot of hype and there's a lot of snake oil in the wellness industry. And I just want to appreciate you guys for a second that how I got involved is I just saw in, I believe, Acupuncture Today, there was an ad that said, try some free samples. So all I had to do was enter my email in, and free samples showed up at my doorstep. And I tried them with patients, and exactly what you're saying. Patients not only were able to decrease some inflammation, but they got pain relief as well. And I've used everything. I've used BioFreeze. I've used Chinese herbs. And this is now one of two go-to products for me that everyone gets offered that has pain. And I can't share the number of stories because there's too many. And so you guys have done some things that are right. Kind of one of the side effects, because when we say side effects, we often mean negative, but one of the positive side effects is it smells good. And I don't think that's true for most product lines topically. So I was impressed not only that you were able to capture a fragrance that wasn't repelling but attractive, but on top of it, you guys have several different vehicles for the topical, from oil to cream to stick, and it smells the same across the line, which I don't know your chemists, but someone really got it right. And so was that intentional? Did you have to fine tune things, or organically, because of the products you're using, did that just happen organically?
So let me start with the first point that you made as far as the free samples. And it isn't by chance that you got a free sample, Jason, and I'd like to extend that opportunity to your listeners as well. We believe that the best way, and essentially when you have a strong belief in your product, the best way to get that product noticed and out there is to let people try it. And that's what we really, it's one of our fundamental goals, with MicroClinic, is let's get it in the hands of practitioners and let them try it. And then they make their own decision, I don't want to get overly commercial here, but I would invite your listeners, if they're interested, certainly, they can come to our website and we have a free sample sign up and they're welcome to. And we obviously love to hear feedback after practitioners have tried it.
I'll definitely, for the listeners, if you're listening to us right now, I'll put a link in the show notes toward the top. You do need to be a licensed provider of some sort, but if you are, click that link and try it for yourself, because I have been blown away. And so you said that's the first part. What's the second part?
So that's the first part. So then you brought up the smell, and I'm glad you did it. We worked hard on it. I have to tell you, I was part of that R&D team as far as, figuring out what that smell was. And we must have tried over 150 different types of natural oils, which isn't as simple as it is, because it's not just the oil. It's part of a formulation. Our formulation has, it's an all natural formulation. I should have said that from the beginning, obviously, but it does have other ingredients in it. They include arnica and green tea, ginger, honeysuckle, turmeric. And so, all these oils work together and the smell needs to be consistent and it needs to be appealing. And so we did end up with a smell that was really based on sweet orange oil. That was the favorite. It is, we worked hard to make it consistent across all of our products. And I'll talk about our products in a second. You brought that up, and we keep getting great feedback about it. And so, we're very pleased. We did spend the time on it and coming up with it. And we think it's a real winner, and people really like the smell. So, very happy to hear from you that you like it as well.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm going to interrupt you for a second, because it's a conversation. Sure. That we don't have often. I think that healing comes through many modalities, and we don't talk about olfactory unless we're, essential oil practitioners. But there really is a whole science to that. And I never thought about it until I put your product on, because to me, it smells more like a perfume or cologne. I mean, it's not too sweet, but it's recognizable. Like, I could smell MicroClinic products and know it's a very distinct, and for me personally and my patients report, very satisfying smell. And I'm a Chinese herbalist, and there are so many herbs that are pungent and bitter and just strong. And I think of topical, I think back to Bengay. That was probably one of the originals, right? And I played competitive soccer, and if you had Bengay on, somebody was going to tease you, right? So I just like that you've gone the extra mile. I think it's incredible that you guys thought about every aspect of it. And again, whoever your team is, great job on not just settling on the first rendition and letting it evolve.
I'll pass that back to the team for sure. Yeah, and I agree with you. And I think that, certainly people that are also using our products on a regular basis, yes, it makes a big difference. If something, elicits a positive response through the smell, that just engenders a positive feeling. And that's what we want. We want the person to feel good and to, feel like they, if it's addressing inflammation or if it's addressing pain, and we want them to feel good about doing things that they otherwise might not do with their bodies because they are in pain or stiff. And so, Absolutely. Creating that positive feeling. And I agree with you that the smell is such an important sense. It's almost a spiritual sense relative to our other more tactile senses, that it can elicit a very positive response. And I've heard it now, I've heard it from you, but I've heard it from many other practitioners as well. So we know that it is an important part of the product.
Great. And so where are you headed? I'm curious. And you said you were going to mention a little bit more on the product line, because there's several different products to choose from. I've been experimenting a little bit. The stick's my favorite. And so why don't you lay out what the different vehicles are and why you chose those differences?
Sure. So we have four product forms that we've come out with. We have our ointment, which is our main product, if you will, our leading product. It's our coconut oil based carrier. It's across all of our products, which is a really good carrier oil for absorption of the different ingredients of the mushrooms, the menthol and camphor and all the other natural oils that we have. And that penetrates, both quickly and deeply into the tissue. So that's our main product. We have a cream as well. Which is naturally, obviously, more water based, and that absorbs quickly, but can be reapplied more regularly. It's not as quite as strong as our ointment product. We have our stick that you mentioned, which is kind of almost like a deodorant stick. For people who haven't seen it before, it's not a roll on. It's more, slightly hard, has a little more wax in it. It's effectively our ointment, which I mentioned beforehand, with a little bit more wax in it so that you don't need to put it on your hands. You can really apply it to any part of your body without putting it on your hands first. And then finally, we have an oil, which is another great product, which can be used for, local administration of a part of the body that's being worked on. And all these products have differing degrees. They have the same amount of mushroom, but they have different degrees of menthol and camphor. So the ointment would have the most, cream would have the least, and oil is kind of in between those two products. And as I mentioned, the stick is the same as the ointment. All of them, not everybody people like different color cars, and people have different likes and reactions to the different products. And so that's why it was important for us to put four of them out there to give people the choice. They all contain the mushrooms. The mushrooms all play the primary role. That's what we want to get out there. And whatever you're more comfortable using, or your patient is more comfortable using, that's, we want to make it available in that form factor. So, we think we've hit all the main forms. We have some other products that are currently in development, but we'll be glad to share more about those when they come to market. But we really feel like we found enough practitioners like one of these four products that we feel like we've kind of, put out a good portfolio that people can choose from.
Great. So I am curious if there's any plans to expand beyond the U.S. I have international clients, and they're ready for you. They want their free samples in Canada and other places in the world. And wondering if that's part of your trajectory for the future.
So Jason, we would love to. And we do get a lot of requests from Canada. Unfortunately, just the way the regulations fall, it is complicated, and we're still early in our growth, so there's so many people in the US that we need to reach first, and that is our main focus. And I look forward to the day that we will have a very strong US customer following, and then we'll be able to expand to Canada and to other parts of the world, because this really is a product that I think that, the world should be exposed to. And there's no reason not, we'd love to get this in the hands of practitioners internationally, but for the near term, we really are focused on the US.
And I'm curious, occasionally I'll get someone to reach out to me that's not a licensed provider, and they want to get some because they've heard about it. And is there a map, or is there a way to find the closest carrier, the licensed provider in their neck of the woods? Is there anything like that?
So that is in development. We are going to and we will roll that out at some point. In the meantime, if there's somebody who's interested and they don't have a practitioner close to them that they're aware of, they're welcome to call us and we will direct them to a practitioner that's close to them, and then they can order that way. So we are a professional only product, so that we only, you know, it's a strong product. It's a product that should be really used and directed with under, you know, and from a practitioner. So it's not going to be available to be purchased in any retail environment. It really is it's a professional product, and that's going to continue to be our focus.
Great.
But happy to direct them to the nearest practitioner if they don't have one.
And talk to us about the future, because I heard that you guys are taking the mushrooms and you're doing some new product development as well.
Sure. So we are quite excited. Obviously, we're the first, I should say obviously, but we are the first company, and as far as I'm aware, the only company right now to offer topical products that contain mushrooms and, you know, provide this anti-inflammatory effect locally, you know, at the area of treatment. But clearly, you know, the world has and is familiar with ingesting mushrooms. And that's where really probably most of the history lies, certainly in terms of traditional Chinese medicine. So we are going down that route as well. We've spent the last, you know, half year or so in doing R&D as far as the formulation, what it is that we want to bring to practitioners. And we'll be coming out with our anti-inflammatory gummy. It's not a gummy in the traditional sense. Something sugary that people, you know, are used to taking like candies. It's a powerful earthy gummy that has turmeric and ginger and black pepper. And, we're pretty close to finalizing the formulation. And when you take it, you really feel its therapeutic benefit. I mean, it is you feel like you taste that nutritional density. So, I mean, excited to get it out to the market, and hopefully we'll be doing that in the next 2-3 months. So stay tuned. And then we're coming out with another gummy as well. It just, and again, the form factor is just because it's one that people find easy to take, but nothing, you know, far removed from the candy gummies that you would find on in retail outlets. And that is a sleep gummy. So many of our what we hear from our practitioners is that their patients also suffer from challenges in sleep, certainly when they're suffering from pain. And so we have a formulation that we've worked hard with leading with our mushrooms, as is the anti-inflammatory gummy, if I failed to mention that beforehand, that includes some other natural ingredients and is also, I think, going to be, you know, very much well regarded. I've taken it. We've had many people take it, and it's very effective as an, you know, all natural supplement that we hope will help people sleep better and overall improve their quality of life.
And is this going to be through Myco Clinic, or is that over on the Aiden side?
No, this is going to be through Myco Clinic as well. It's really based on the mushrooms and the mushrooms' history and what it is that, you know, the benefits that they bring. So it's going to be a Myco Clinic product, and will be sold, you know, will be available also with our topicals. And, you know, we hope to come out, you know, we are also firm believers of treating somebody from the inside and out. And I think that, in a kind of a holistic approach, that really is our approach. And we'll be developing protocols as far as also, you know, that practitioners can explore as far as, you know, what combination of ingestible and versus topical is best for their patient.
That's great. And so you said for the inflammatory gummy, you're looking at about 3-4 months.
Yeah, we hope by mid-year to bring that to market. So we're really putting the finishing touches on it. You know, there's even once you finish the formulation, production and the packaging, and there's a whole series of steps we're a GMP compliant company. So there's a lot of preparation that needs to go into it. But I'm very hopeful that by mid-year we'll have those on the market. And again, we'll only be a professional product. We'll not be selling that through retail channels. It will only be available to professionals to then share with their patients.
That's fantastic. So I just wanted to say thank you for unpacking it a little bit with me. I'm already a fan of the product, but I want more people that are practitioners to try this out because of all the issues with Tylenol and ibuprofen. And, you know, most practitioners have a topical already, and I'm inviting, you know, the listeners to split test it. you know, use what you use and use some Myco and see the difference. Cause I really have seen a difference. And I just want to say thank you for being on the show today.
It's been my pleasure. And obviously we're big mushroom proponents and think that, you know, they can and should be used in treatment and in practice and share it with their patients. So, you know, and I would totally support you and encourage you. We'd love to have more practitioners try them side by side with other products. Give us the feedback. We're eager for it and looking forward to it.
Right.
And thank you for having me on the show, Jason.
Absolutely. I'm Jason Stein. You can listen to the Wellness Renegade podcast on all streaming platforms. And if you want more information, you can go to wellnessrenegades.com.